Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights and climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
West Virginia has plenty of paranormal activity to share. The Mountain State can boast apparitions of Civil War soldiers, encounters with extraterrestrial beings, and ghosts of murder victims still seeking justice, along with many other paranormal anomalies. One of the most haunted cities in this Appalachian mountain region is Morgantown. Morgantown was originally settled in 1772 by Zaquil Morgan. The area has seen its share of battles and murders even before settlement, none more famous than the Decker's Creek Massacre. A total of 8 settlers were brutally slaughtered by Delaware Indians in approximately the center of what is now the city of Morgantown and home to the West Virginia University. Many think that the paranormal activity in the area stems from this particular incident. With so much blood staining the land, it's no surprise that there are literally spirits wandering the streets of Morgantown. Today, you're going to learn about one of those streets, West Run Road. Some of the stranger stories around Morgantown occur on West Run Road. This now busy roadway that was originally designed for farm use appears to be a magnet for paranormal activity. Numerous accounts exist of strange balls of light moving through and above the woods along the road near a popular bike path. These balls of light are said to rapidly dart up and down and in all directions. Others have reported seeing ghastly, slender figures on all fours roaming about West Run Road. Some report lifelike individuals dressed in dated clothing that vanish when passed or approached, while others describe them as translucent. There are additional stories of people seeing dark apparitions and experiencing feelings of tremendous dread and fright around the area. Along the same lines, tales exist of horrible screams and moans coming from the area, as well as strange patches of fog that only appear on the road and will sometimes follow walkers. It is possible that such stories arose because just off of West Run, barely visible from the roadway and hardly known by even those who frequently travel the road, is a cemetery. This cemetery was once known as Potter's Field, the local pauper cemetery. Today, renamed as the Monongalia County Cemetery, the property is maintained by the County Commission. This graveyard houses a number of illegible tombstones and 324 graves marked only with white stones. Most of the graves are unmarked, but there are a few more recent markers in addition to the marker at the front of the cemetery, now riddled with bullet holes. Reasoning behind the occurrence of such restless souls may be because the cemetery has experienced considerable neglect over the years, along with gross vandalism. But what's more, the cemetery houses a number of bodies removed from elsewhere and replanted along West Run Road. Is it these lost souls, entombed beneath nameless graves at Rome, West Run Road, searching for peace, or maybe even vengeance? This property and the surrounding woods have long had a reputation of being haunted. The area has been said to be home of witches' covens, satanic rituals, as well as other ceremonies. It is rumored that several of these witches are buried in the cemetery, and their spirits often appear as smoky images with pale faces, just barely hovering above the asphalt. Some people get strange feelings while walking or driving down this road. The activity is strongest between midnight and 4 a.m. If you travel the road late at night, you may see three crosses sitting on the hill. These crosses were torn down many years ago, but they are somehow still seen on a regular basis by many people. During the time that the crosses were standing, many say that there was a glow to them as if they were illuminated. In fact, local witches had their before-mentioned ceremonies up on the hill under these crosses on their Sabbath. So what causes so many different forms of dark energy along West Run Road? Several paranormal experts seem to think that a portal has somehow been opened up in the area, causing several dark forces to be able to enter. Whether these occurrences are paranormal or just strange anomalies, one thing is certain. Something peculiar is happening on West Run Road.
So